What do traffic lights, remote control devices, and displays on cell phones have in common? The answer is light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. LEDs produce as much light as incandescent light bulbs, but consume only a tenth of the electricity and last many times longer. This is a story of how one man has combined LEDs with solar energy technology into a successful campaign to bring high-quality, low-cost electric light to poor people around the world. In 1996, Canadian professor David Irvin Halliday was on a work trip in Nepal when his return flight was canceled. It would be weeks before he would catch another flight home, but the delay gave him enough time to hike the Annapurna Circuit, a 14-day trek through the Himalayas. One day, wandering past a school, he heard children singing.
When I popped my head in the window of the school to say hello to the children, it was just so dark that I wondered, how could these kids see to study.
Irvin Halliday understood that what he'd seen wasn't an isolated problem. 1.6 billion people in the world do not have access to electricity.
People in these shanty towns are spending well over $100 U.S. every single year on kerosene.
Kerosene is expensive, produces only dim light, and generates polluting fumes that cause health and environmental problems. Responding to the need for safe, clean, and affordable lighting, Irvin Halliday set to work on a solution. Back in his laboratory at the University of Calgary, Alberta, Irvin Halliday experimented with light-emitting diodes, technology he was familiar with as a professor of renewable energy.
I knew that they were virtually indestructible. They lasted for decades because they're putting them under the Pacific and Atlantic oceans, and they were going to be there for years and years and years, working, 24 hours a day.
Irvin Halliday settled on a 1-watt bright white light, a Japanese product he discovered on the internet. Startled by the intense beam he generated when he rigged the diode to his bike generator, he recalls saying to his partner,
"Good God, John, a child could read by the light of a single diode."
In 2000, Irvin Halliday returned to Nepal to put the system in homes. He first used pedal power, then turned to hydro, and finally to solar power generation. The 1-watt solar LED package works, Irvin Halliday told Capitol Hill staffers at a recent meeting in Washington, because it's affordable, clean, and easy to set up and maintain.
The one-time cost of our system, which consists of small solar panel, little motorcycle-sized battery, and a couple of LED lamps, which basically live forever, and as well as the solar panels, is less than $100. So 1 year of kerosene, would pay for a solid-state lighting system.
Irvin Halliday says what started as a family project has emerged as the Light Up the World Foundation, which has reached 25,000 people in 51 countries. Initially, systems were given away. Today, growing numbers of villagers are purchasing and maintaining their equipment.
Our short-term plan for the next couple of years is that 80% of all the systems the Light Up the World is involved in will be, via microcredit, where the villager borrows money from some local microcredit organization and pays them back.
Irvin Halliday says Light Up the World has made a difference in people's lives beyond what he set out to do. Acquiring this simple and non-polluting form of electric light, he points out, promotes education, public health, economic security, and a cleaner environment. In January, Irvin Halliday will retire from his day job at the University of Calgary. He's also decided to give up leadership in the Light Up the World Foundation to start a company in India that will develop a more energy-efficient and cheaper lighting system, one Irvin Halliday hopes will bring even more light to the world's poor. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.